The government in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia says it has foiled an attempt by a Russian smuggler to sell weapons-grade uranium on the black market. The Georgians say the man was trying to sell a few ounces of it for $1 million. He offered the uranium to a Georgian agent posing as a member of a radical Islamist group. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Tbilisi.
This is the main bazaar in Tskhinvali, the capital of the mountainous Russian-backed separatist region of South Ossetia. Sellers hawk all kinds of stuff here: fruits, vegetables, screwdrivers, shoes, and clothes. But South Ossetia, which broke away from Georgia in 1992, is also a center for smuggling and other nefarious activities. U.S. officials say millions of dollars worth of fake American $100 bills are produced here. One of the smugglers here was a slightly built, mustached man, a Russian citizen by the name of Oleg Hintsagov. Since the collapse of the USSR, the now 50-year-old Hintsagov had dabbled in trading sausages, fish, and fur coats. But now he had a new product to sell: highly enriched uranium. He hooked up with four Georgian criminals. The gang hoped to sell their few ounces of bomb-grade uranium for $1 million. Hintsagov went back to Russia, got his 3.5 ounces of uranium, and went to Georgia to meet his customer. Unhappily for Hintsagov, his cohorts were already under Georgian government surveillance, and their buyer was a Georgian agent posing as a Turkish middleman for Islamist extremists. Georgia's chief nuclear investigator, Archil Pavlianishvili, says Hintsagov knew who he's selling to.
He was sure that he's selling materials to Muslims, extremists, so to say. It was said that we are from serious organization. For a person, it was easy understandable that it was not governmental organization.
Investigator Pavlianishvili says the Russian claimed his offer was only a sample, and he had plenty more back at his apartment in southern Russia. It's still not clear if Hintsagov actually had the 5 pounds of bomb-grade uranium he claimed. If the smuggler did indeed have that much material, experts say it would be enough to make a small bomb. In any case, says Georgian Interior Minister Ivani Mirabishvili, even the small amount seized during the arrest could be used for political blackmail.
He can put a small amount of that, let's say 1 gram, somewhere in Washington. You would be in a panic, wouldn't you? Even if he doesn't have enough of the material to really make a bomb, how can you be sure that they haven't sold 40, 100, 1,000 kilograms of it?
The U.S. ambassador to Georgia, John Teft, says the material seized by the Georgians is now at a military facility in the United States.
The government here is trying to not only ensure their own security, but enhance international security.
Hintsagov told the Georgians that he'd got the highly enriched uranium from Novosibirsk in western Siberia, the site of many secret facilities. Novosibirsk, a sprawling Soviet-style city of over 1 million people, was built up by the Soviets as a center for nuclear research during the Cold War. Pavel Felgenhauer, a prominent Russian defense and security analyst, says he's seen classified Russian documents indicating that enough nuclear material had gone missing from Russian stockpiles to build thousands of nuclear warheads in the 1990s. The Russian government says security has improved since then, but Felgenhauer is not so sure.
The official position of the Russian authorities is that everything is secure. That's at least what they say to the outside world. Actually, it's not the full story. It's not easy to estimate the real security situation with nuclear materials in Russia.
After the Georgians seized the smuggled uranium from Oleg Hintsagov, they say they asked for Russia's help. A small sample of the material was taken back to Russia. In a confidential letter from the Russian Security Service, the FSB, sent to the Georgians, and a copy of which was obtained by NPR, the Russians confirmed that the substance was highly enriched uranium. But in the letter, the Russians say they cannot confirm the source of the bomb-grade material. They say this is because the highly enriched uranium is more than 10 years old. Several nuclear physicists contacted by NPR cast doubt on the Russian explanation. They say highly enriched uranium carries unique fingerprints that make the country of origin and facilities used to produce it easy to trace, despite the passage of time. David Morrissey is Distinguished Professor of Physics at the National Superconducting Laboratory at Michigan State University.
I would be surprised that the passage of time, which is actually short, that would make a difference. It's a very straightforward thing to correct for radioactive decay.
Thomas Cochran, director of the nuclear program at the Natural Resources Defense Council, a private group that monitors atomic arsenals, told the New York Times that, according to his information, A U.S. government analysis of the smuggled material provided strong indications that it came from Russia. In its response today, Russia's Atomic Energy Agency said Georgia had not provided enough material to make a complete analysis. The Georgian government insists that it offered full cooperation to the Russian authorities. Oleg Kintsagov, the bomb-grade uranium smuggler, is serving 8.5 years in a Georgian prison. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tbilisi.